Good morning, everybody, or afternoon, or evening, or 3 a.m. whenever it is you happen to be watching this. just wanted to address the church here a little bit about the whole virus situation. It's been interesting to me during this virus outbreak that the Lord has led our church to make decisions and then used circumstances to kind of confirm those decisions. So first, last week it was canceling Sunday school out of an abundance of caution, even though there'd been no COVID-19 cases nearby. And then within a couple of hours, we learned about the first confirmed cases in communities around us. And then on Friday morning, which is yesterday morning from when I was recording this, the decision was made to cancel all services here for a couple of weeks in compliance with the president and the Centers for Disease Control and also Illinois Department of Public Health all recommended against meeting in groups of more than 10. And so we determined to comply with that. And then within just a few hours, the governor of Illinois announced a statewide lockdown through early April. And so I like how the Lord's kept us ahead of the curve on those things. What we've decided to do thus far has been determined by seeking the Lord's face and not the demands of presidents and governors. So that being said, we're not going to have any worship service in person in the church until further notice. And we've set April 3rd as a sort of timetable to reevaluate and determine a path forward from there. But in all of that, we trust the Lord's sovereignty in this decision and in this disease and in all the days to come. So I just wanted to make this video to outline for our church a couple of things that we will do and also some things that we won't do. We will stay in contact with each other. Social distancing is necessary at this time, but spiritual distancing will destroy us more quickly and surely than any virus will. And so we need one another, and we need to be focused on the Lord with one another. So to that end, I've contacted all our Sunday school teachers. I've asked them to stay in contact with their classes. So don't be surprised if you get assigned reading material, or if kids get an art project, or if a book or a package arrives in the mail. If you don't hear from your teacher, reach out and make sure they have the right contact information, because I am sure they are trying to get a hold of you. Secondly, I'm going to stay in contact with you. That might be by phone call or a Facebook message or just a text asking how you're doing, but you should expect to hear from me. I want to know how you're getting along physically. I want to know, more importantly, how you're getting along spiritually. We're each facing this challenge that's sort of unique to us in the coming days to not give in to fear or discouragement. Each day is a day that the Lord's made, and it calls for our rejoicing and joy in His goodness to us. And so we need to focus on that. Third, I'm going to ask church members to stay in contact with one another. It's already been encouraging to me as I've reached out to members that I hear others have reached out to them already by phone or email or text. As a brother or sister in Christ comes to mind, just pray for them and then let them know, hey, I'm thinking about you. I've prayed the Lord will give you a good day. And is there anything I can do to help with that? Just think how much you would appreciate that and give that along to others and be genuine about it. As you talk to each other, if you know of a situation or a need, please pass it along to me. Right? I really appreciate how so many of you have participated and contributed to the grocery project that I recently asked for. It's a small thing, and I know it's at a really inconvenient time, but it's going to be a great blessing to that family. So thank you for that kind of thing. So to begin with, those are some things that we can do. Now I want to talk to you about some things that we won't be doing, at least not in the immediate future. And that is, we won't be trying to replicate worship services online. Now, let me add here, for any churches or pastors who might be watching this, I've got no issues with what other churches or other pastors feel led to do. As I've told others, right? I've got no experience pastoring during a global pandemic. I am sure to make mistakes. But I just want to explain to my church here where my heart is about this. And so the word church means assembly, right? That's important. We've been called to love one another and to encourage one another and to assemble with one another. At this time, God and His sovereignty has providentially hindered us from assembling. And so after prayer and contemplation, it seems best to me to just embrace that reality. We need to go ahead. We need to feel that loss for a while. Just look, wherever you're at, stay right there. Let me show you what I'm going to be looking at on Sunday morning. So here's what I'm looking at as I go up the steps to the podium to preach. And I come here to the podium. I see our little sign, "Sir, we would see Jesus." And then I look out and I don't see anybody. Now understand, as I look through this room, I know where everybody belongs. I know where you sit. I can think about you. I can pray for you. You're on my heart. But this is not assembled together for worship. Y'all, I don't want to try to replicate the act of worshiping together that's commanded in Scripture as if that's even possible. It's not wrong. It's not wrong to preach a sermon to an empty room or to send out a live video, right? It's not wrong to record this video and send it out to you. I'm just not certain that trying to replicate worship is best. Now, I want to be clear. The church does not stop being a church when it's not assembled, okay? If you remember, as we're going through Acts, you remember Luke's description of persecution in Acts 8, verse 1. He described the church as being scattered abroad, and he said it was scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, right? Our church is scattered abroad through Peoria, Woodford, Tazewell, Marshall, McLean counties. I hope I haven't missed anybody there. Twice in 1 Corinthians, Paul talks about the church coming together in one place, right? The church doesn't stop being a church just because it's not assembled, but assembling is a standard activity of the saints. When we assemble together, it's then that Paul describes in Colossians that we get the preaching of the word, which is to be alive in us richly and wisely. It's then that we teach and admonish one another. It's a symbol that we sing to one another psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with grace in our hearts to the Lord. I don't want to try to give a substitute for that experience. That being said, we also need to be encouraged and we need to continue learning. So my plan, as it sort of exists in my head right now, is to send out brief video devotions, or we can call them mini messages. We can call them sermonettes. Let's not call them sermonettes. I don't know what we'll call them, but just some biblical thoughts on the current situation that we can learn from, and it can help us focus better on a relationship with Jesus, our Savior. But all the while, I'm looking forward to the day when we'll come together and we'll sing praises together again and continue our study together through the book of Acts. So thanks for listening. I love y'all. May the Lord bless you and keep you.